that him.
Okay, so you guys are going to try to figure this him out, okay, by the details that I give to you about him. This him was written by a former slave trader. And if you know, you can raise your hand.
They guessed it.
One. Good job, you guys. Okay, it's Amazing Grace. And it was written by a former slave trader, John Hughes, who was born in 1725. And his mother died when he was seven, and he was taken to sea by a sea captain father when he was 11. And his behavior and his language was so vile, he wrote ditties about the sea captain, that he was impressed into the English Navy and traded to a slave trader and was left in West Africa, where he was made into a slave of an African royal princess himself. So he knew the deal there. And upon his rescue, his ship was caught in a storm off the coast of Ireland and almost sank. So he prayed to God, and miraculously, the ship was saved. He saw this as a sign from God and converted to Christianity. So he continued to be in the slave profession, but was ordained as an Anglican priest in 1764. He wrote 280 hymns to accompany his services, and people really liked him as a minister because his style was simple and he spoke from his own experience. He wrote the words to this song in 1772, and it would have been chanted or sung to any number of tunes. It became very popular in America because here we were really into the conversion experience. The tune we know today, which is called New Britain, was first used with the song in 1835. So the first words that were published for this song were published in 1779, and here they are. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. And there's another verse you're familiar with, which was added in Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, and it had been passed down orally in African-American communities already for 50 years. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Now, Unity Version changes a few words. There, the word wretch is changed to soul, and heart to fear is heart to sing. I've already come is changed to I've already passed. And grace will lead me home is to freedom that will last. And it's only, we only use the first three verses. So I'm a little bit different, but the spirit remains the same. So I'm gonna be performing this Unity version for you now.